Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday, another frickin' week of unbelievable fucking tyranny being inflicted through the communist mechanism. It's also the 30th day of April, 2021. Goddamn, last day of April. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:04 Pacific time. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. As it said 70 or something yesterday, I got up to about 80 degrees yesterday. It's like early summer. It's amazing. It can always turn off cold. I mean, we're in that, we're in the north, and the goddamn north wind can always turn around and blow and freeze your ass off this time of year that people fucking, you know, they either die of heat stroke during the day or fucking freeze to death at night. But, man, is it dry. It's going to be a terrible summer. I can tell it already. Might as well face it. Face the music. Let's see what we got here. Supreme Court sides with undocumented immigrant fighting deportation. Oh, that's a fucking surprise. Your boy Trump, he made sure that this wasn't going to happen. Remember, they're going to even stack the court to stop Trump's fucking magical machine that's going to fucking get rid of all the fucking illegal aliens. We'll talk about it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Supreme Court sides with undocumented immigrant who has no goddamn right to any fucking due process or anything else in this fucking country. They have a right to be thrown out because they crossed into this goddamn country fucking illegally, against our law. But this son of a bitch is going to be handed a portion of what belongs to you and me. It's going to be taken from us without due process of the fucking law and handed over to this fucking foreigner. And it's going to continue this way until we put a fucking stop to it. This is from ABC News that was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. The Supreme Court on Thursday, without any jurisdiction, and in violation of the 9th article of the People's Ratified Law of December 15, 1791, sided with an undocumented Guatemalan immigrant. No, he's not an immigrant. He is a fucking illegal alien. Illegal alien invader. To challenge his removal from the U.S. by immigration authorities. You came here as a fucking unlawful act, and you're challenging that? You have this fucking is automatic fucking boot over the fucking fence. This is a repopulation program by the fucking New World Order. and they got their dead-headed fucking goddamn Biden up there and his fucking cronies fucking just writing this fucking shit out. Open borders, just come on in, take what you want. Hey, go to left. Hey, you know what? When they ain't got enough room to house them, they're going to come and tell you you got to put them in your, or throw you out of your fucking houses. They've done it in other countries, people. If you don't fucking nut up, you're going to fucking be fucking, just be ground under their fucking hill. In a 6-3 decision, oh, there's your fucking court that the great Donald J. Trump gave you. A 6-3 decision authored by Justice Neil Gorsuch. The court said the Justice Department was violating federal law by not providing immigrants it seeks to deport with a single comprehensive notice to appear with details on the charges and scheduled court appearance. Now, remember that. I want you to keep that in fucking mind. Not providing immigrants. They're not immigrants first place. The guy was charged with fucking entering the country illegally. That's not immigration. That is invasion. That is an illegal alien. It seeks to deport with a single, that means one comprehensive notice to appear with details on the charges and the scheduled court appearance. Wait till you find out why this motherfucker, one in our Supreme Court who has no goddamn jurisdictional right to even be in our fucking courts. Well, this, of course, this is the goddamn Admiralty Court. This is not the fucking United States common law courts of we the people, the highest courts in the fucking land. I mean, they've been taken away. And our jurisdiction has been taken away. Well, it is being ignored. It's not been taken away. We still have our fucking guns, and it's time to use those son of a bitches yesterday. If men must turn square corners when they deal with the government, it cannot be too much to expect the government to turn square corners when it deals with them. Listen to this shit. Gorsuch wrote in an opinion joined by a remarkable alignment of justices. Remarkable alignment of justices, people. Thomas Clarence, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, Ellen Kagan, and Amy Coney Barrett. Ain't that the one that the fucking Trump just put in there? Well, you know that one that was going to be on fucking, you know, America First? These son of a bitches are invaders? I mean, What happened there, people? Did they fucking lie to you again? No. Now, look at the, I'm going to show you what these square corners are. The square corners doctrine of fairness and due process. Oh, but there's some kind of worry about due process for someone who fucking came into the country unlawfully against our fucking laws, took a part of what belongs to each and every fucking American national without due process of law. They don't care about our due process of law when they're taking our shit and giving it to foreigners, do they? Fairness and due process of the law, Gorsuch cited, was penned by Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who said in 1920, in a 1920 decision, that a private company could not challenge its tax bill. In subsequent years, lower courts invoked similar language to describe government obligations to citizens, which are on the same par as what now? What was that there? A private company. Because it's all corporation. And they're fucking oppressing you under your straw man fucking corporation they created the day you were fucking born, and they killed you and brought you back to life as a dead corporation, and you were the trust. You're supposed to be the person that signs the fucking papers to give your life away to them. Augusto Nunez Chavez. Well, goddamn, it's his country. What the fuck are we doing here? He fucking came here to claim what's his. We better get the fuck out of his way. He's a fucking badass motherfucker from goddamn Honduras, isn't he? Who brought the case illegally crossed the southern U.S. border. He illegally crossed the U.S. border, but he gets a stay. Why is he going? Wait till you see why he gets a stay. U.S. border in 2005 and eventually settled in Detroit, Michigan in 2013. The government initiated removal proceedings against him, first sending a notice of the charges and later sending a second notice with the date and time of his court appearance. The timing of the multiple notices was at the heart of the case. Listen to this. Under federal law, and this ain't fucking federal law, this is fucking corporate policy, because the United States is a corporation, Title 28, Definition 15, look it up, since 1876. An immigrant, you're not a fucking immigrant He wasn't immigrating. He crossed in illegally, didn't he? Even under their fraudulent goddamn immigration laws, which pretends that they can give away what belongs to us without taking it from us first through the due process of the law, and I mean every goddamn bit of it, can only appeal a removal order if they have been in the U.S. continuously for at least 10 years. And the same law says that the clock stops once a notice to appear is issued. Niz Chavez argued the multiple notices, he got too many notices, multiple notice he received did not constitute a single notice to appear as required by law. I mean, you talk about it, I mean, if this fucking admiralty jurisdiction was lawful, you talk about a technical fucking technicality. You say, they sent you two notices? Our people don't even get one fucking notice. They just fucking show up and say, well, we sent it to you. Well, I don't have no card. I mean, there's no fucking certified service. We don't got to do that anymore. If we send it first class mail, it's assumed to have been there. Hell, we can do it by computer. As required by law. On one level, today's dispute may seem somatic, focused on a single word. Are you listening to this shit? A small one at that. But words are how the law constrains power. Really? In this case, the law's term ensures that when the federal government seeks a procedural advantage against an individual, you see that this fucking foreign cocksucker who ain't even supposed to be here or broke the law to come here? Man, he has rights as an individual. What the fuck's going on here, people? As they fucking remove our fucking goddamn procedural due process and the rest of our fucking Bill of Rights and violation of our law and violation of our jurisdictional authority. It will at least supply him with a single and reasonable comprehensive statement of the nature and proceedings against him, Gorsuch wrote. Justice Kavanaugh, in a rare break with his fellow, what happened here is they sent him two notices. He got two notices. You know, after he noticed once, but by the letter, we're going by the letter of the fucking law because this son of a bitch is from Honduras and he has fucking rights in this goddamn country. It belongs to him. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out! At one level, today's dispute may seem semantic, focused on a single word. A single fucking word. One, because you're supposed to send them a notice, but they sent them two notices. Oh, they over-informed him that he had to be to court. Justice Kavanaugh, in a rare break with his fellow Trump nominees, said he strongly disagreed. In a break with his fellow Trump nominee. Here's what Trump brought you. He ain't a fucking international communist. He was going to fucking, that Supreme Court was going to be on the side of Americans. Which it can't be on the side of nobody. It has no goddamn authority over an American national. And only authority it has is the admiralty jurisdiction, which gives it the fucking duty to throw these fuckers out of this country that come here in violation of, well, their policies, not law, because it ain't law. When they come here, they take from every goddamn one of us individually, without due process of the law. Without even so much as filing one fucking paper to take for he took a portion of what belongs to me. And I was not served. And I did not receive procedural due process of the law. Because that's what they want to remove. That's how they recolonize the fucking country with slave labor. And take the people who own the fucking riches they want to steal and put them in a goddamn ditch with a bullet through their head. The court today agrees with Niz Chavez that in order to stop the 10-year clock, the government must provide written notice in one document, not two. You hear what I'm telling you, people? You remember this. Hold this in your fucking mind because the next article relates directly to this. I find the court's conclusion rather perplexing as a matter of statutory interpretation and common sense. I therefore respectfully dissent. He wrote, respectfully dissent. You fucking treasonous piece of shit. You will fucking hang. When we have to take this fucking common law back, when we get our courts reinstated, your fucking ass will be in there. We'll see what kind of fucking, how knowledgeable of the law you are. See if you can read at a third grade fucking level, buddy. The case is a blow to the government's effort to expedite removal of some undocumented. They're not undocumented immigrants. They're not immigrants whatsoever. When you cross over in violation even of the fucking policy, let alone the taking from the fucking every American national in this goddamn country without due process of the law, it's not immigration. You're not immigrating. You're invading. That's what an invasion is. Look up the fucking terms in a goddamn dictionary. Amid a surge of illegal entries to the United States that have clogged court systems and strained enforcement capabilities. Horse fucking shit. Eisenhower just fucking rounded up in Operation Wetback, man, and fucking just shipped them back over where they came from. Your country don't want you? I guess you better start swimming for a country that will. Because that's where your fucking asses are going. You cocksuckers are not, a bunch of fucking third worlders aren't taking our fucking country from us. Now, let's go to the next story, people. Because this one here is kind of on the same kind of fucking grounds. Court upholds city's $30,000 fine for man for overgrown lawn. Now, this is the court upholds a $30,000 fine for man's overgrown lawn. From Associated Press, sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A federal court has upheld a Florida city's decision to issue nearly $30,000 in code violation fines to a homeowner whose grass was overgrown. Following a two-year length battle, a judge from the Middle District of Florida ruled this week that Jim Ficken, 71, will have to pay the fines to the city of Dundon, the Tampa Bay Times reported. The city issued the fines in 2018 and Ficken was sued in May 2019 after the city sought to foreclose on his home to collect them. This is for growing your grass too goddamn long. According to court records, his lawyer argued Dundon's fines were excessive and he was given no notice. Did you hear this? No notice for the American National. We're just going to take your fucking house because your grass is 10 inches long. Which they cannot fucking do. Which is not, if I'm, god damn it. I guess the guy never owned the fucking place, did he? The city's behavior towards Jim is outrageous, Ficken's attorney said. Ari Bargill said in a statement, this ruling embodies code enforcement, not law, not even policy. This private fucking code, this is a private fucking corporation. This is fucking treason at its highest fucking degree. Ruling embodies code enforcement departments across the state to impose crippling financial penalties, and it empowers them to do so without first notifying. Remember the spick he got up because he got two notifications, and it said you have to notify him at least. I mean, you talk about fucking treason, people. So without first notifying a property owner that they are potentially going to be fined. He wasn't even notified. None. And he's looking at a $30,000 fine or losing his fucking home. That's how you American nationals, there's your goddamn Bill of Rights in action, huh? In the first place, these cocksuckers did not have jurisdictional authority over this man if he knew who he was and how to present himself. He could tell them to shove it up their ass, and there's nothing they could fucking do about it but shove it up their fucking ass. Because anything else would be breaking the fucking highest law. Go and sign your name to that treason. Go look at the man, damn it. See how many signatures you can find on their fucking bullshit. See if you can find one. I signed all mine. City officials defended the fine, saying Ficken was a repeat violator in 2015, subjecting him to a $500 per day fines for future violations. This includes having grass that grows taller than 10 inches, people. Remember what they just did to this fucking foreigner, this foreign national, who has no goddamn rights in this country, has no fucking common law access. Well, this isn't the common law, though, is it? This is goddamn, this is the aristocracy. This is the fucking Star Chamber, fucking King's Court. Pinkin claimed he wasn't properly notified. Oh my. Now when this fucking spick fucking claimed he was too properly notified, well, that's the letter of the fucking law that does, Administrative Admiralty would pertain to the fucking illegal invader. He's not a fucking immigrant. That is not immigrating when you cross the fucking border unlawfully. And you can't even cross it lawfully. Because even the legislative policy that has been put in place is a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. Ratified fucking law of we the people. Because it takes from every one of us and gives it to some fucking foreigner without due process of the fucking law. And that's what they want to get rid of. That's why they're putting presidents like this fucking shit down, people. You're nothing. Now you know how the fucking Indians felt. When the people came in, you knew this was, here's the treaty. Well, I know what the treaty says, but you see, we need to expand. We're going to call it Manifest Destiny. So we're taking your land. You need to move on. You need to get out of the fucking way. You're in the fucking way, and that's what we are. We're in the fucking way. We're in the fucking way of a fucking slave state run by the fucking international corporate mafia. City officials defended the fine, saying Ficken was a repeat offender in 2015. Ficken claimed he wasn't properly notified about the fines. He said he had left home for 2 weeks in July 2018 to manage his mother's estate. That's when the first fines were issued by the city, the newspaper reported during the time. Sounds like somebody, they want to take his fucking land. So they have somebody watching me. He's out of town. Well, go into, we did all this. There was your process of the law with no notification. And you not even know what's going on. Hey, we already got a verdict. People. During that time, Ficken said the man who mowed his lawn died. That's no fucking excuse. You're not a goddamn Honduran that crossed the fucking line in violation of the policy. See, that's why they can't even get these. It's just a violation of the policy. The fucking law is you don't take from us unless you do it as an individual through the due process guaranteed us in that fucking Bill of Rights. And that's what you're doing. You're handing it over to goddamn foreigners without fucking jurisdictional authority. And you're going to fucking pay for it. You are going to meet justice, you sons of bitches. When he returned home, he tried to mow his overgrown lawn and his mower broke, the lawsuit said. Nearly 2 months passed before Ficken knew he owed fines. For 2 months, this is piling up on him. He doesn't even fucking know about it yet because he wasn't notified at all. The fucking spick that came here in violation of even the policy and damn goddamn violation of the highest law in this fucking land. Well, fuck, he got too many notices. They told him too many times. They informed him, I guarantee you, we paid for an interpreter, we paid for a lawyer that could speak his fucking language in our fucking land. And we the people, we're going to fucking pay to take care of the goddamn world, because when those fuckers, third world fucking goddamn animals, fuck like fucking rabbits and pump out the fucking 10 kids at a time to where they're over here, they're selling, I see a thing the other day, well, they're selling their fucking kids over here. Bringing them here to sell them. That's what kind of animals you're pumping at. Fine fucking says, we're a country of immigrants. I didn't immigrate here. Did you immigrate here? My dad didn't immigrate here. Did your dad immigrate here? My grandpa didn't immigrate here. Did your grandpa immigrate here? My great-grandfather didn't immigrate here. Did your great-grandfather immigrate here? My great-great-great-grandfather didn't immigrate here. Did your great-great-grandfather immigrate here? Did my great-great-great-great-grandfather didn't immigrate here? Did your great-great-great-great-grandfather immigrate here? My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather didn't immigrate here. Did your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather immigrate here? This is my fucking real estate, motherfucker. I am from this fucking land. It belongs to my fucking people. By right and by our law. And you're not giving it to some goddamn foreigner. Because you want slave fucking labor and you want to tap the fucking visa. It was all right. You needed the tough son of a bitches to fucking fight the Indians and take the fucking land away from them people. You needed us. So you gave us the illusion of freedom. that if you fucking go and take it, it belongs to you. But it was a lie all the way down the line. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The ignorant savage, you know, the ignorant. The stupid savage. After the third fucking treaty where they wrote down on a piece of paper what would belong to them as long as the water flows, the grass grows, and the stars up in the sky, and they just took it from them, they figured it out. Even the ignorant savage figured out. These guys are fucking, this is a fucking lie, this is a fucking fraud. They're taking our fucking land, and they're doing it by fucking force. Because if they write down something else on another piece of fucking paper, that nullifies what they wrote on this piece of paper that was supposed to be applied as long as the grass grows, the water flows, and the stars up in the sky. Well, they can just fucking do that. And if you don't fucking abide, they'll come and fucking burn your fucking village down, kill your fucking children, kill you, cram you on a fucking reservation in the middle of a fucking desert where there ain't even a fucking rattlesnake to eat because it's too fucking dry. These are the pricks, these are the same pricks using the same fucking technique on us, and we ain't gonna be your fucking Indians for you. We are not. We will kill every fucking one of you criminal son of a bitches. Let's see, where were we here? Nearly 2 months passed before Ficken knew he owned fines. When the bill arrived, it was totaled $29,833.50 for not mowing your fucking lawn? When you have no fucking jurisdictional authority to tell me to fucking do anything? I guess that land didn't belong to you, Mr. Ficken. I guess it belonged to them. That's the only way they could charge you for not mowing their fucking lawn, isn't it? Otherwise, you could grow that grass as tall as you fucking want, so long as you'll stand liable if it catches on fire or you cause some kind of hazard. But first, you have to do something. It's not about what could happen. It's got to be about what did happen. And that is required in the common law. That's why the common law must be removed. That's why you don't hear these cocksuckers talk about it. That's why you won't see fucker Carlson ever fucking... He talks all around that son of a bitch. All of them bastards and even because they're telling the truth and they won't be taken... No, you won't be taken off the air because you will not tell the whole truth, you son of a bitch. You will not hold up that Bill of Rights and just outline, you can sit there every day and outline fucking hundreds of fucking violations, hundreds of direct violations that nobody could fucking argue in any fucking contents. But you're not going to do that, Artie, because you're a part of it. You're one of the guys. You think you got your ticket punched. You don't fucking realize how few 500 million is compared to fucking 8 billion. You dumb son of a bitch. You ignorant fuck. You're a Mason. You think you're going to be all right. Well, we'll fucking see about that. Because they're not going to be the only ones taking hair, because the American Nationals are going to be taking fucking hair, too, for every criminal cock-sucking thing you have done to us, you sons of bitches. This is not our judicial system, okay? You have removed our judicial system in violation of our fucking law. You're a pack of criminals, and you're going to fucking suffer the fate of a pack of criminals. He was ordered to attend an August 2019 Code Enforcement Board hearing, but he missed it because he was in South Carolina to manage another issue with his mother's estate, he said. No doubt they sent him the fucking thing. They're watching him. They want this man's fucking land. So they're watching him. He had to go down to South Carolina again because his mom died and he had to manage her estate. Get the goddamn letter in the mail. He'll be down there more than 7 days. Give him 7 days to fucking respond. He doesn't do it. And then he's going to respond and he's going to join with us. And we've got him. They'll take his fucking land. They want something. They'll take it. Because you don't know better. You don't know who you are and you don't know what your goddamn rights are. And it's written in a fucking third grade level. The board voted, people. The Communist Committee voted on September 4th, 2019, that the fines would stand. The board voted. Who's there with you? Was it some kind of corporate fucking jurisdiction you're fucking laying on us here? Is that what it's been all along? Is that what administrative admiralty is? You brought that shit onto our fucking shores when it was forbidden. And now you want to make it the fucking Washington, D.C., that citadel where that fucking administrative admiralty was to stay. You want to make it another state because, hell, you've done fucking, You've done district everybody into the District of fucking Columbia. Now you'll make move in and make it just one big communist state, you think. You will fight me at least. You fucking pricks. The board, people. Not a judgment from a court. Not even one of their phony fucking administrative admiralty court. The board. The corporate board. Like fucking goddamn Walmart. They have a corporate board. On September 4th, 2019, voted on September 4th, 2019 that the fine would stand. Oh, they voted. The board did. Oh, is that like, is that kind of like a common law jury that you're fucking guaranteed in the Bill of Rights? Is that like that a board? A committee? Frickin said he won't stop fighting his fines until he has exhausted every possible option. Well, you're going to spend a whole lot of fucking money, and they're still going to fucking, you're going to pay it, or they're going to take your goddamn land from you, mister, because they have fucking declared, they have declared your fucking jurisdiction, your fucking rights, your fucking freedom and liberty. Well, their board has declared it fucking invalid. Just like King George. They're gonna come and take what you got. You better not, you better acquiesce or they'll send 100 fucking cop cars. And they'll send SWAT teams. I was watching that fucking, you know, where them, two cops got shot there in fucking South Carolina, I think it was. Huh? Where? North Carolina, sorry. Got shot in North Carolina and did you see them all huddled together there like a football team? Did that look like police to you, or did that look like a fucking squad, a fucking army, a fucking regular fucking army? I mean, what is the difference there, people?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, what's even sadder, Henry, is these pricks that live next to him, or, you know, his brethren, aren't doing shit. I would have been out there with a fucking lawnmower and get that shit mowed. You know, what the fuck? I mean, his neighbors are all pricks.
No, I wouldn't have mowed it, but everybody should have been out there with a fucking gun saying, you do not have the authority. Show us your jurisdictional authority that trumps our fucking Bill of Rights. You show us your authority that trumps our supreme jurisdictional authority over this land. We are the ones that consent for you to even exist, motherfuckers. Now fucking try to take this man's land and we'll blow your goddamn fucking fraudulent, treasonous, criminal fucking heads off.
Yeah, that too.
Goddamn right. Oh, man. He was ordered to attend the August 29th, 2019 Code Enforcement Board hearing, but he missed it because he was in South Carolina to manage another issue with his mother's estate. He said the board voted on September 4th, 2019, that the fines would stand. Well, goddamn, that all appeals aside, all fucking no trial, no notification. I think there's some fucking procedural due process missing there. It's just maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one that can read at a third grade fucking level. Who knows? Finken said he won't stop fighting his fines until he has exhausted every positive, until you've exhausted your bank account, dude. I mean, you either fucking figure out who you are and you fucking declare your fucking rights in the common law as an individual free sovereign national, or you're fucked. You might as well just go ahead and pay him and mow the lawn. And do what your elder, if they tell you to go squat in the fucking corner and shit, get on it. Because you are a subject. You don't know who you are. You don't know what your authority is, or this shit would have never happened to you. What happened to me is wrong. I'll agree with that, buddy. But it's wrong. You're the reason it's wrong. The people out there are the reason that it's wrong. You have fucking not taken the time to, I mean, when you see something like this happen, like you said, you can sit there, that's wrong, but you won't go and figure out fucking why and how they did it. And the way they did it is fucking pure fucking fraud. And it's simply proved. You know, I mean, it's saying fucking rocket science. It's goddamn third grade fucking goddamn grammar.
you know, he's gonna pay a goddamn monthly fucking homeowner's fee. And all he's doing is getting harassed.
Well,
I mean, you know, fucking A, the guy's probably paying $120 a month and all that fucking Rima's ass.
Yep.
I mean, you gotta get the man. What an idiot.
Yep. Yep. Well, he's 71 years old, and he never learned who he was or what his rights were, for goddamn sure. He didn't. I mean, it comes down, people, to one fucking word. And if you can figure that out, you got it. It's called jurisdiction. That is to get a jurisdiction over somebody. That's how you get authority over them, to tell them what to do anything. And there's only one way to get jurisdiction over an American national who knows who he is and knows that the straw man fucking corporation exists. And that is to fucking through a common law court. And as no common law court exists, because they were unlawfully removed in violation of the law, they can't get jurisdiction over you. If they pretend to have jurisdiction over you, it is just that. It is a pretense. And you are to fucking kill them. You are to fucking take your guns and fucking enforce the goddamn law of this land. It's not just your right. It's your fucking duty. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I'm not good.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Like a Storm with Love the Way You Hate Me. And I was thinking about it last night about that tune, and you know, as many people that claim to be fucking patriots that are nothing more than self-serving fucking, good businessmen. What the hell would you call it? Corporations and fucking goddamn, what's the word I'm looking for, you know? But more people that are fucking claiming to be goddamn, goddamn patriots. They hate the people who defend the fucking Bill of Rights. Isn't that kind of odd? I mean, they do not want us to succeed in reinstating that Bill of Rights because it will remove that 14th Amendment. It will remove all fucking classes of privilege. It will fucking hang the fucking, corporate elite who say that they are the fucking, you know, the, ruling class and we are the ruled. They hate our fucking guts, and we need to hate them back. That being said, we were talking about the Illinois judge. Oh, here we are. Illinois judge rules FOID card unconstitutional. Well, yeah, it actually is, because I don't need no FOID card. I have the second article, and it's abso-fucking-lute. And it is absolute fucking law that cannot be fucking challenged by any goddamn legislation or any fucking thing. Anyone in the fiduciary, anyone in that goddamn fucking corporation. No corporation can take my goddamn rights. No contract can take my rights. You cannot take my fucking rights. The 9th article forbids any such power to exist, and you fucking know it. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're going forth, people. So you, and because you're not doing anything about it, you will fight them in your fucking yard, or you'll watch them rape your fucking children, rape your fucking dog, take your fucking shit from, take you for your house from not mowing your lawn. Because it doesn't fucking belong to you. It belongs to the corporation according to the fraud they created back in 1876. And then the fraud they created in 1869 with the fucking phony ass 14th Amendment that named you as a subject. Subjects don't own property. I got news for you. You are property.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
We're insuring cars that don't even belong to us.
Yes, yeah, we are. And paying for the maintenance, my friend. An Illinois judge, by the way, this is from News Channel 20. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. An Illinois judge has ruled, an Illinois Star Chamber fucking corporate communist fucking judge has ruled, a corporate communist judge that is existing in violation of the fucking law has ruled that Illinois firearm owner's identification card, FOID card, law is unconstitutional. And really it fucking is. We don't need your goddamn permission to fucking exercise a right. Go look up what a right is. And see if you need anybody's permission to fucking exercise a right. An authority that is yours. Without condition. Unalienable. The 2017 case, the people of Illinois versus Vivian Claudine Brown, comes after Vivian Brown was accused of possessing a firearm without a FOID card. Oh, without the permission. We don't need your goddamn permission. We are the grantors. You are the grantees. We are above you. We are the highest jurisdictional authority in this land. Our common law courts, which you have unlawfully removed, have brought us back to our second article, which you're going to have to try to fucking remove before you can try to fucking dictate over us, you motherfuckers. And I don't know about everybody else, but I'll be goddamn, I'd better be fucking dead than be your fucking slave. Make sure you understand that, and I don't intend to die easy. In fact, I don't intend to die at all. I intend to fucking kill you, you fucking criminal piece of shit. Brown argued that she was, quote, a law-abiding person charged with possessing an otherwise lawful firearm without a FOID card solely within the confines of her home. She had a gun in her home, guys, and didn't have the permission slip from the fucking government that she does not fucking need. That government is a fucking corporation, and it has no authority over any fucking American national. But this woman doesn't know she's an American national. She does. She thinks she's a fucking citizen. I'm a 14th Amendment citizen slave. And if the legislation says it, I have to do it. That's what the 14th Amendment says. My rights, push my rights aside. The supreme law of this goddamn land, put in place by the supreme authority in this fucking land, the supreme jurisdiction. And put that aside. Just put that aside, because it doesn't apply here. What applies here is this, God, what is this, a town, a city, whatever in the fuck it is. And they have a higher fucking, it's like, the caller that was just came up, was talking about the other day, his local municipality was gonna fucking, make a ordinance that fucking upheld the second article. You know how fucking retarded that is? You know how fucking backwards and 180 degrees that is? Home, and that required her to go through the FOID card process unconstitutionally infringed upon her fundamental right of self-defense. It's not a fundamental right of self-defense. Show me where it says self-defense once in the second article. It doesn't say a goddamn thing about self-defense. It just says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be fucking infringed. And the ninth article says there can never be a fucking authority created that can fucking deny or disparage that fucking right. Period. But they're trying to use it, see, that home thing. Cause they want to push it. If they could get it just get it past it, where they had to keep their guns in their homes. No! It'll never fucking happen. I'll never. Everywhere I go, that fucker's going with me. I have the right to take that son of a bitch with me everywhere. To put down your tyranny. To put down this fucking unlawful corporate fucking rule. To put down this aristocracy. To put down this fucking bunch of goddamn fucking elitists who think that they fucking own us. Excuse me, I had to hit this coffee. Unconstitutionally infringed upon her fundamental right of self-defense. No, you have a right to defend yourself, a fucking course. It's a natural right. But that second article was put in place to take out a fucking tyrannical government, just like fucking Tench Koch said when he fucking introduced it to be an amendment to the Constitution after it was already the fucking law of this land. With County Judge T. Scott Webb, which White County Judge T. Scott Webb agreed. Now, see, when she goes along with this, everybody will go, oh, man, good, a win for us. No, not a win for us, because you're admitting that this son of a bitch has something to say about it, and he does not. That you're admitting that he has jurisdictional authority over your fucking right, which can't be a right if you have to fucking ask anybody to exercise it. Don't you get it? The Circuit Court of White County dismissed the charge, finding that as applied to the facts of the case, requiring the FOID card was unconstitutional under the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. No, it's a fucking violation of the fucking second article of the People's Law of 1791, December 15th, ratified by the representatives of we, the people, the superior jurisdiction in this goddamn country is what it is. See, they're playing these fucking games, saying, well, the judge said it was all right. Whew. I guess I do have the right to have my fucking gun for self-defense, of course. Not to fucking take out a fucking illegitimate, fraudulent, criminal fucking government that is trying to fucking enslave me and make me a fucking world communist who has already joined with the world communists, who have fucking occupied Capitol Hill with a fucking army. No, it's not for that. It's just for self-defense. Well, I think that is self-defense. And Article 1, Section 22 of the Illinois Constitution of 1970. In his ruling, Judge Webb stated, a citizen, I'm not a citizen, motherfucker, maybe that's why this don't apply to me. I'm not one of your fucking 14th Amendment citizens. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national in full possession of my fucking rights under the ratified law of 1791, December 15th. Absolute fucking authority over this fucking land. Period. We just, and I will fucking enforce my goddamn rights, whether this lady, I mean, see this lady, I wonder how much she paid a fucking lawyer to go in there so that, and this is to their advantage. This is a win for them. Because it says that a fucking judge can fucking decide whether you have a fucking right or not, and a fucking right cannot be fucking removed. It cannot be judged by a judge. The procedural due process in the Bill of Rights, the only way that your right can be judged is by a fucking jury of the common law. After the fucking, every fucking I is dotted and T is crossed, and you are provided the absolute procedural due process, you are fucking guaranteed in that superior fucking law. The law of the people. If the people are not the fucking superior jurisdiction in this country, then it's a fucking, you're admitting that it's a corporation, an unlawfully created corporation, a corporation created in violation of the Ninth Article, without authority. This has always been about jurisdictional authority to act. So they did it in acts, just like the goddamn 1968 Gun Control Act. They did an unlawful act. And it should have been challenged right there on the fucking spot under the Ninth Article. You do not have the authority to make any such fucking law. Any such law is null and void because it violates the Ninth Article. It says you have the authority to fucking regulate a right, and a right can't be regulated. God damn it. That's just fucking, I guess it would be just goddamn physics and math. If it's a right, go look up what a right is. A right isn't something you purchase. A right isn't something that you fucking ask permission to fucking exercise. A right is fucking yours. You're born with it. And you exercise it at will. Your will. And if they violate that fucking right, they're violating the law because you wrote the fucking Bill, our people wrote the fucking Bill of Rights. Our people ratified the Bill of Rights and made it the supreme superior law of this fucking country. Just all you got to do is learn who you are and what your fucking rights are, and that you're not a fucking 14th Amendment subject citizen. You are an individual free sovereign national. There's a big fucking difference. And just define the words, and you have to be able to see it. And then the fact that they created a fucking corporation in violation of the Ninth Article and removed the goddamn republic. I mean, look up republic and look up fucking corporation. Look up subject and look up fucking corporation. If you cannot see what they have done, you don't want to. You're spineless. You do not want to face the fucking music. But there's plenty that do. And they're pecking around the hinges, hedges of the fucking ones that are not going to put up with this shit. Peck, 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 peck. Pretty soon you're going to just one peck too fucking many, man, and the fucking guns are going to go off, you motherfuckers. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you come up with these things that, I mean, just make complete sense. I mean, a little bit ago you just said, and they've got a standing army right now in front of the fucking Capitol. I mean,
yep.
You know, I mean, think about that.
I know. And fucking, I sit here and I shake my goddamn head. But the thing is that the 12 to 20% that have taken the vaccination, I mean, they lie when I don't even think they could tell you what their name is without lying. They probably all changed their fucking names. I mean, they're fucking criminals by definition of the fucking word. What is a criminal? One who breaks the law. Are they breaking the law? They're breaking the fuck out of the law. They do not, and like, you know, telling you to wear a mask, telling you to take a shot, telling you to do anything. The fucking Bill of Rights is put in place until you, before you could tell anybody to do anything, you had to have jurisdictional authority over them. How did you get that jurisdictional authority? Well, you had to go through that due process of the law contained in that fucking Bill of Rights. As an individual, you had to file in your individual capacity. In your fiduciary capacity, you have no fight. You can't tell somebody to stop pissing in the street. You don't have the authority. You have no authority over me. I have none over you. In our individual capacity. Only way we can get authority over each other is to go through the fucking process and to go to a common law court, which they have removed. And since they have no fucking authority, what they are doing is fucking, they are ruling by the barrel of a fucking gun, just like the fucking British intended to do. And the only way to fucking deal with somebody who's trying to subjugate you at the barrel of a gun is to fucking kill them. There's no other fucking way. How else are you going to do it? You're going to, it could be like these hippies back in the 60s that went and stuck flowers in the barrels of the fucking National Guard's fucking M16s before they fucking shot them up at Kent State. Is that how you're going to, that's peace and love, man. We all, I mean, everything is centered around that too. Every fucking commercial and program. Oh, we're all in this together. No, we're not in this together. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I fucking stand with my people on that one single document, that fucking Bill of Rights. I stand with them and I'll fucking die with them side by side to fucking enforce that fucking law and be free and at liberty and to be able to own goddamn property that you can't touch unless you come at me as an individual in your individual capacity through the due process of law that I am fucking guaranteed. And that's what they truly want rid of because they can't have their New World Order. As long as that goddamn Bill of Rights is in effect, and it's in effect, all it only thing it is lacking is it's like a town. The hell was that? Fix, get rid of it, Laura. Thank you. Well, they don't like that. Bill of Rights is fucking in effect, and it will stay in effect. The only thing, it's like a town, you know, you're sitting down and the people, when they sit down, they make them a bunch of legislative laws and everything, and like they mean nothing if nobody enforces them, do they? It's just like the fact they supposedly, we passed all these laws against illegal immigration. No, all you could pass was policy. To pass a law, you would have had to go through the fifth article of the fucking original constitution, and it would have had been ratified by the people. Because we are the superior jurisdiction in this goddamn country. We're the ones that say yes or no. We're the only ones that can fucking prosecute. It was your fucking duty in the fiduciary to remove every illegal alien. I mean, when you captured him, you fucking got rid of him. And if they committed a fucking crime, you punished the fuck out of them. Then you booted their fucking ass out and they came back again. You killed them. That's what you were fucking hired for, bitch. But you've stepped out of your fucking place. You're trying to step into my fucking shoes, and you're not going to fucking do it. Stand on your goddamn rights, people. Each and individual, if each individual one of you does it, they can't fucking beat us. They cannot fucking come close. But we can't just keep waiting. Well, I guess we can, because we are. But it's going to come to your goddamn, it's going to be right there on your, what's that noise, Laura? Get rid of that fucking noise. Thank you. Huh. At any rate, somebody just want me to finish this conversation. There it goes again. Where's that coming from?
Not me, I'm muted.
I know it. She'll find it. No, they don't like it. They don't like it when I love the way you hate me for telling the goddamn truth. Just for telling the simple fucking truth. When I first started doing this, I thought, people are going to love you, man. They fucking, you know, you understand it, and you can tell them who they are. You can tell them what their power is. And it ain't that hard to figure out how to fucking exercise that goddamn power. When they're violating to the point that they're violating now, you fucking shooting them. I mean, you've got the goddamn right to gun their ass down. They cannot take your goddamn freedom and liberty from you. That's what they tried to do at Lexington and Concord. What did the people do? They fucking shot them. They kept shooting them. Until they were gone, well, until the goddamn, the same aristocrats that were fucking oppressing them in the colonies created a new government in the middle of a fucking uprising. And with people bought it. And the people that, you know, instead of being just pure militia, they went and joined the Continental Army because they were going to provide the finance. Fuck that. We all should have went and killed them, took everything they had, and used that to prosecute the war. We'd got rid of two problems with one fucking stone, wouldn't we? The bottom line is they have no fucking authority and they know it. You have all the fucking authority as an individual, more than the whole fucking pack of them. Well, I can't say that because it is an unlawful corporation that's operating. There's no doubt about it. It has to be because there was no authority to create it. It was a violation of the law just creating that corporation, let alone then it starts fucking legislating. They couldn't go and change the Bill of Rights to the fifth article because of the ninth article would not allow it. It would not allow, the fifth article did not have the authority. It could change anything else in the Constitution, but it could not change that fucking Bill of Rights because the ninth article, the people's superior authority said, no, you can't. It's never going to be changed. These are natural rights. It's as natural as getting up in the morning and taking a shit or fucking having breakfast. It's natural, and you're not taking it. At any rate, it gives you something to think about this weekend, and we're past the top of the hour, so we're going to call it a program. But, I mean, you think about it. I mean, just try and get to the nitty-gritty of it. When you read the shit like this, I know everybody today is going, yeah, well, right on, right on. No, no, this is not right on. This is establishing through a fucking unlawful fucking court that unlawful court has anything to fucking say about your right. Look up a right and see if anybody can fucking deny it from you. If anybody can charge you for fucking exercising it. Because if they can, it isn't a right. But it is a right, because the Bill of Rights says it is, and that's the highest law of this land. It's never been altered. It can't be altered because of the 9th article. It is fucking checkmate is what it is. But we have to enforce that checkmate. It's like going checkmate. No, I'm moving my guy over here. No, you ain't. You know, and it ends up, you're going to have to fucking do like your forefathers did, and you're going to have to enforce the fucking law with the barrel of a gun. Shoot these fucking communists out of this goddamn country. Reinstate the fucking Bill of Rights as a supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people. And then the law that we fucking govern ourselves under. And then we'll talk about whether we'll have any fucking cronies working for us and under what conditions. And those conditions are going to be harsh. You fucking violate so much as a fucking comma in the fucking Bill of Rights, you'll be put up against the fucking wall and shot. That's how it will be. And we're not going back to that same old Constitution so they can start this whole fucking thing over again. You think it? You know, we can't have no Constitutional Convention. No, we're not going to have no Constitutional Convention because we ain't even decided whether we're going to allow a Constitution. We ain't going to have nobody calling themselves government over this country except us. And we'll decide. And if we do decide to have some kind of form of government where the fucking rights of the people are the fucking center of that fucking government and the reinforcement of those fucking rights is absolute, like I said, you fucking violate a right. And that common law court's going to be there. They're going to be so fucking, until you walk, every time you walk out the door, there'll be one across from your fucking house. And you can take that son of a bitch in there and have his ass shot for fucking treason. Because that's what it is. It's blatant, in your face, sedition and treason that we are facing. And we have to fucking shut it down or else fucking get on your knees, take your fucking bullet, and leave your fucking progeny's fate to the fucking international communists who want to fucking exterminate fucking everybody but 500 million on this whole goddamn planet. See you on Monday. That is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
Thank you, sir.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!